السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه وبكمال أسمائه وصفاته، حمدا أبدا سرمدا ما دامت السماوات والأرض ومن بعد أن تزولها. والحمد له عز وجل حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه على جزيل نعمائه وكثير فضله سبحانه وتعالى، الذي جعل قلوب عباده الصالحين محل أنوار مشاهداته سبحانه وتعالى، وزينهم وكرمهم بمعيته وقربه عز وجل. وأصلي وأسلم صلاة كثيرة طيبة مباركة على نبينا ورسولنا وحبيب وخليل ربنا محمد الصادق الأمين، خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته الصالحين الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا رب اكتبنا منهم. آمين. فعلماء ريليت رحمه الله تعالى that in many commentaries of the Quran, the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة, which means that whosoever acts in righteousness, be they male or female, and was faithful, such a person we will grant a life that is طيبة, good and pure. They say, rahimahullah ta'ala, that طيبة حياة, that pure life in this dunya, many of them say, it is al-qana'a. It is al-qana'a. A state of the heart. Halun fil qalb, maqamun fil qalb, sifatun fil qalb, batinatun hiya al-qana'a. An inner quality, an inner virtue, an inner image, an inner characteristic called al-qana'a, which we may translate as contentment. And qana'a is to be qani', to be content with whatever one has and does not require and ask for more of whatever bounties of this dunya are. لذلك روى الإمام البيهقي رحمه الله تعالى ذات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم said كن ورعا تكن أعبد الناس وكن قانعا تكن أشكر الناس وأحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك تكن مؤمنا وأحسن مجاورة من جاورك تكن مسلما وأقلل الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب. In this hadith, the intent of course is the part of qana'a. الإمام البيهقي relates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said كن ورعا تكن أعبد الناس. Practice devotional abstinence. الورع you become a person who is most abid to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most serving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most obeying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most serving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most conforming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi kun wari'an takun a'bad an-nas wa kun qani'an takun ashkar an-nas. And be content, you become the most grateful of man. And of course, both the virtues of ibadah and of shukr are elements of ubudiyyah and are essential. Not only to be abid, but to be abid al-nas, we have to show wara. And wara, we will talk about it perhaps some other time, inshallah ta'ala, but most of you, inshallah, have an idea of what it is, which you may translate as, again, devotional abstinence. That is when one avoids that which is doubtful, not necessarily haram or makruh, doubtful. One avoids that which is debatable even amongst the scholars. One avoids that which, in accordance to him or her, after the exposure of evidence, in accordance to him or her, as that evidence is presented, is unable to discern fully what is halal and what is not. Wara is going to leave a buffer zone of halal between you and haram. Wara is going to leave a buffer zone of halal between you and haram. كن ورعا تكن أعبد الناس وكن قانعا. And be content, you become the most grateful of people. And thus, qana'a is an expression of the haqiqa of gratefulness, if you will. And then the text continues for the sake of benefit, inshallah. The text continues and says, and have love, or love to others that which you love for yourselves, you become faithful. And behave with the one who is next to you, your neighbor, either physically and individually, or in a house, or in a community, or so. أحسن مجاورته من جاورك. Comport yourself in a beautiful way with the one who is next to you, you become a Muslim. And laugh less. Laugh less, not often, seldom. For much laughing causes death to the qalb. لذلك قالوا القناعة كنز لا يفنى. قناعة is a treasure that shall never end. The bounties of which shall never cease. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ ذَا قَلْبٍ قَنُوعٍ فَأَنْتَ وَمَالِكُ الدُّنْيَا سَوَاءُ. Says Al-Imam Shafi'i رحمه الله تعالى, as is related of him, if you had a qalb that is content, then you and the one who owns all the dunya, all the treasures of the world, assume somebody has that, then you are the same, even if he had no dirham and no daniq. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ ذَا قَلْبٍ قَنُوعٍ فَأَنْتَ وَمَالِكُ الدُّنْيَا سَوَاءُ. It's a state of the qalb, qana'a. Because one may have all the treasures of the world, actually, all the money of the world and all the authority of the world, but has no qana'a, that person will never feel he or she had enough. Never. Always we feel more. Always we feel actually poor. And we'll always be afraid of being poor, always. فَقْرُهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ دَائِمًا as a punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal, as Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam indicates in another hadith. Always will have his or her own poverty present in his or her mind, always. القَنَاعَةُ كَنْزٌ لَا يَفْنَى. That's why also they said, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, my dear brothers and sisters, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us these virtues. القناعة ملك لا يدخل إلا في قلب مؤمن. قناعة is a king who resides only inside the قلب of a مؤمن. And of course, the presence or absence of these virtues, my dear brothers and sisters, tell us of the degree of our iman, and also tell us of what type of nafs we have. Al-qana'a is very, very important because it is the gate to rida. Qana'a is very, very important because it is the gate to this great virtue, and this great station, this great maqam in the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called rida, one of the most advanced stations in the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The gate to it is qana'ah. كما قال أبو سليمان الداراني رحمه الله تعالى في معنى ما قال أول الرضا القناعة وأول الزهد الورع. The gate to rida is qana'ah. Rida is the state in which the individual is fully pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in adversity and in prosperity, in health and in sickness, in wellness and in ordeal, under all circumstances, in calamity and in peace, in turmoil and insecurity. رَاضٍ بِاللَّهِ وَعَنِ اللَّهِ رَاضٍ عَنِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ بِاللَّهِ pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pleased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As al-wara is the gate to the great quality of zuhd, the seekers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot claim zuhd if they had not entered and went through the gate and the field of wara and have not traversed the field of wara. So al-qana'ah is very essential because it is an indicator of our journey into or towards rida. وَمَنْ رَضِيَ عَنِ اللَّهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنَهُ. Because ultimately, as what we seek is rida Allah. If we have no rida, if we have no rida, if we're not pleased with Allah, Allah will not be pleased with us. They also said, رحمهم الله تعالى, my dear brothers and sisters, العاقل من دبر أمر الدنيا بالقناعة والتسويف. And please, I know that some of these, alhamdulillah, concepts are perhaps clear to many of you, are not clear to others, are challenges to others, and alhamdulillah, for all of us, we have something to learn. But we should always trust that if we don't understand something, that's all it is, we don't understand it. It doesn't mean that it is not right. The quest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah tells us, there is ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَذَرِ is مُقْتَصِدٌ وَذَرِ is سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. Remember that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us there are those who are in the beginning process, and there are those who are in the middle, and there are those who are ahead in the spiritual caravan towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, العاقل من دبر أمر الدنيا بالقناعة والتسويف وأمر الآخرة بالحرص والتعجيل وأمر الدين بالعلم والاجتهاد. العاقل من دبر أمر الدنيا بالقناعة والتسويف. العاقل, the person who has عقل, and it doesn't mean the one who has a strong intellect. The word عاقل, maybe we'll talk about that as what the ulama say, رحمه الله تعالى العارفون. العاقل is this quality that is actually the sight of the قلب. As the eye, the external eyes are the sight of the characteristic or the function of the external eyes. Al-aql in this sense is the sight of the qalb. So the aql is the person who manages the affairs of the dunya when it comes to hudud al-dunya, the shares of dunya, legitimate shares of dunya. العاقل من دبر, who manages the matters of dunya with contentment, with qana'a and procrastination. أمور الدنيا. العاقل من دبر أمور الدنيا بالقناعة والتسويف. The nafs wants this and wants that and wants this. Okay, later. في حظوظ الدنيا, في حظوظ النفس من الدنيا, not في حقوقها, not in the rights of the nafs, but the extras for the nafs, not those that maintain the life of the nafs, but those that are beyond that, should manage the affairs of dunya with contentment and procrastination, tasweef. And the one, and the aql is one who manages the affairs of akhirah with the opposite of contentment, with insistence and بالحرص و ماذا قلنا بالحرص والتعجيل, with insistence and hastiness and expedience when it comes to the matters of akhirah. Of course, we live in a world for a long time that the equation is reversed, completely reversed. Matters of akhirah are matters of procrastination and of contentment, and matters of dunya are matters of insistence and forwardness and hirf and expediency and haste and so on. And if you don't do that, then you are medieval. والحمد لله. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. عفوا, هذا من نقله سيد القوم رحمه الله تعالى القشيري, لكن هل من كلامه لست أدري, هل هو من كلامه لست أدري. And what a hikmah that the matters of dunya, in matters of dunya, we have to be content. Of course, and that's how those who have arrived in dunya, while they're living, who have arrived with their qulub at the highest station of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's exactly what they have done. رحمهم الله تعالى. Not the opposite, my dear brothers and sisters. Wahb ibn Munabbih, it is related, the great Tabi'i scholar, had said in this nukta, he said, إِنَّ الْعِزَّ وَالْغِنَى خَرَجَ يَجُولَانِ يَلْتَمِسَانِ رَفِيقًا فَلَقِيَ الْقَنَاعَ فَاسْتَقَرَّا. Pay attention. إِنَّ الْعِزَّ وَالْغِنَى, he says, رحمه الله تعالى, العز, dignity, loftiness and exaltation, along with غنى, richness. عز and غنى, went out for a walk, looking for a partner. They met Anna. Then they settled. Is it clear? العز والغنى. العز and غنى and richness. They went to look for a partner. They found قناعة. They settled. In other words, إذا شئت أن تكون عزيزا كن قانعا. إذا شئت أن تكون غنيا كن قانعا. So they got married, apparently, and the children that they have are all called عز and غنى. That's what they meant. They breed. Qana'a breeds, gives birth to عز and غنى. لذلك قالوا رحمه الله تعالى أيضا جعل الله خمسة أشياء في خمسة مواضع. جعل الله خمسة أشياء في خمسة مواضع. العزة في الطاعة، والذلة في المعصية، والهيبة في قيام الليل، والحكمة في البطن الخالي، والغنى في القناعة. الله سبحانه وتعالى made five things in five other things. First, he made his dignity, loftiness in his obedience. And dhul and debasement and lowliness and humiliation in his ma'asiyah, in his disobedience. Does it make sense? It must. Thirdly, he made reverence, haybah, reverence in Qiyam al-Layl. In Qiyam al-Layl. Subhanallah. Ali ahli al-ilm wal-ma'rifa kalamun fi hadha. Subhanallah. Fi Qiyam al-Layl wal-haybah wal-nur. Subhanallah. Wal-sharaf wal-izz. And haybah in qiyam al-layl. And hikmah in an empty stomach. And hikmah, wisdom in an empty stomach. The enemy of wisdom is a full stomach. And he made richness in qana'ah. And richness in qana'ah, in contentment, my dear brothers and sisters. Qana'ah. In a practical way of qana'ah, when one of the al-ulama al-arifun was asked, rahimahullah ta'ala, an akthar al-nasi qana'atan, who amongst people is most content? In this case, in a practical perspective, he replied, أكثرهم للناس معونة وأقلهم عليهم مؤونة. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is ilham, these things cannot be thought, and you ask and you give this, and this is ilham. And it comes rhymed, and in the most beautiful and most eloquent language, in two sentences, very short, indeed, a breeze from the Nubuwwah. A breeze from the Nubuwwah. The master, the teacher, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and following on his footsteps through his ittiba, through his ta'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yulhimul qulub. Sayyatakallahu, how can they talk? They can talk just like that. رضي الله تعالى عنهم وأرضاهم بما يوقد الله سبحانه وتعالى في قلوبهم من نور حكمة. سبحان الله. So he replied رحمه الله تعالى in this hard to translate two sentences to keep the you know the cadence and the tone and the beauty. He replied رحمه الله تعالى, the one who is most serving to others and least burdensome on others. The one who is most serving, most giving, أكثرهم للناس أكثرهم للناس معونة. The one who is most giving, most helpful, most serving to others and least burdensome on them. وأقلهم عليهم معونة. In other words, he's a lightweight, a featherweight. When it comes to what others have to do for him or her, or do for him or her, featherweight or no weight at all. أقلهم عليهم معونة وأكثرهم لهم معونة. One man was walking by and he saw a man whom he knew as a hakim, as a wise person. And that man, probably from the story, worked in a high post for the sovereign, for the governor or for the king, for the sultan. And that hakim was by in a very humble demeanor, looking for what to eat, and he was picking from the ground leftovers, the fallouts from trees and so on, wild trees, etc. And he was picking them up and eating. And the man saw him and recognized him. And then the man addressed him, knowing what that man could do, etc., and his abilities and his wisdom, he says. He says to him, لو خدمت السلطان لم تحتج إلى أكل هذا. If you took a position and you served the king, you wouldn't have to eat this. He replied to him gently, لو قنعت بهذا لم تخدم السلطان. Subhanallah, Subhanalladhi antaq. If you were content with this, you wouldn't have to serve the king. Allahumma ja'alna minhu. Allahumma ja'alna minhu. Su'ila Abu Yazid al-Bustami, rahimahullah ta'ala, was asked, Kayfa wasalta إلى ما وصلت إليه. How did you get to where you are? In other words, in mashallah, in the spiritual stations. He replied in that instance. It is said that he replied, أخذت أسباب الدنيا فربطتها بحبل القناعة. أخذت أسباب الدنيا فربطتها بحبل القناعة. I picked the means of the world, of the life of this world, and I tied them with the rope of qana'ah, of contentment. ثم وضعتها في منجنيق الصدق. ثم وضعتها نفسي من جنيق الصدق ورميت بها في بحر اليأس فاسترحت. I repeat, needs thinking. كيف وصلت إلى ما وصلت إليه؟ أخذت أسباب الدنيا فربطتها بحبل القناعة ثم وضعتها في منجنيق الصدق ثم رميت بها في بحر اليأس فاسترحت. He said رحمه الله تعالى, I took the means of the life of this world, the means, the asbab, the paths, the means of dunya, all the elements of the world of dunya, min malin wa min jah, and then I tied them with the rope of qana'ah, with the rope of contentment, and I put them in the catapult of truthfulness. Catapult in those days, today's what should it be? Not machine gun. You're very backward. Now it's intercontinental missile. Not even cannon. So he said, and I put it inside in the catapult, manjaniq, in the catapult of truthfulness. Sidq. 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 And I shot it into the sea of despair. And I rested. The means of this dunya, the paths of this dunya, into the depths of the sea of despair. Yes, no more hope, no more attachment to them. Then I got where I am. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Subhana alladhi razaqahum. Allahumma marzuqna mimma razaqtahum. Innaka latifun lima tasha'. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. إنك كريم كريم مجيب سميع الدعوات اللهم جذبة منك يا رب. The next story and the last. It is said that الإمام الجنيد رحمه الله تعالى in one of his visits to the house of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, may Allah سبحانه وتعالى guard it and protect it always. And al-Junayd was al-Junayd, رحمه الله تعالى. شيخ العلماء وسيد العارفين. And around him were many people who seek ilm from him and who seek barakah from him. Many of him are very poor. And they just are around him. And while in that majlis, a man, a rich man, alhamdulillah, came and put a huge kis, bag with 500 dinars. In those days, a dinar is a golden coin. 500 golden coins. And he put them in front of him and he said, please, dispense with them as you please for these fuqara, for these poor people, for these needy people. Then he looked at it, and he looked at him, and then asked him, do you have more of this? He said, na'am, yes, I do. Then he tells him, do you want more of this? He said, yes. He says, then you are more in need of it than we. You are needier than we are. Please take it. And he did not accept it from him. Who is really the needy in this case? He tells him, MashaAllah, he brought 500 dinars. He must have millions probably, or hundreds of thousands. He tells him, do you have more? So he made sure that he has more. He said, yes. He says, do you want more?
He said yes. In other words, he's not panure.
He says, no, please, you take it. You are more in need of it than we are. Because in other words, these people, we are in qana'ah. We don't have, and we don't want more than what we have. But you want more than what you have. You need it more than I do. The idea is the state of the qalb, but how much each one has. Junaid and the likes of him have basically nothing. But nothing was everything. And they didn't want more. Take it. You need it. Please take it. You need it. Al-qana'atu kanzun la yafna. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, the challenges of life and of modern life and of life in general and of modern life are really powerful. And you know what? They have always been very powerful. It's a matter of relativity. 14 centuries ago, 20 centuries ago, 10 centuries ago, 3 centuries ago, and now, the same challenges existed, relatively speaking. The world was not what it was now, but relatively speaking, the same challenges to the human mind and to the human heart existed. And you had, with those challenges, people like Al-Junayd. People like Abu Sulaiman. People like Al-Hasan Al-Basri. People like Malik, like Abu Hanifa. You had them. When we look at the situation nowadays, we say it's different, it's different. Yes. But other things have also become different. So that overall, there is constancy in the human challenges throughout history. To say, I cannot be content as they were, is not an expression of the challenges of the time, but it's an expression of the weakness of my nafs. It does not tell me much about my innocence and my inability. I mean, by inability, my not having the instruments and the tools. We do have them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us strength, to give us tawfiq, inshaAllah ta'ala, to be happy. We want to be happy. We want to be happy. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu. I want to be happy. I want to be happy. But I don't want to be as happy as a cow. Wallahi alazim. No more. I do not want to be as happy as a hyena or as a shaitan. I want to be as happy as a salih and maybe as an angel. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمْ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلِّمْ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه الذي جعل قلوب محبيه والصادقين من مقربيه محلا لأنوار مشاهدته سبحانه وتعالى وزكاهم وطهرهم ورزقهم معيته عز وجل وأصلي وأسلم على سيد المرسلين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين محمد الصادق الأمين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته الصالحين الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اكتبنا منهم، اللهم طهر قلوبنا، اللهم طهر قلوبنا من كل دنس ودرن، اللهم طهر قلوبنا مما سواك، وذلل لطاعتك وخدمتك جوارحنا. In the context of ilm, as we have been learning together, that the ilm which is essential in the process of the tazkiyah of our nufus, that leads to strong tawbah, nasuh, that will facilitate the mujahada and the exertion and the sabr, that in turn will clear and liberate the qalb from the yokes of the nafs and from the clouds of the nafs, until the qalb is cleared and opened to the anwar, to the illuminations of the Rabbani and Rawhani dimension. At that time, the qalb will be infused with knowledge from within by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an established fact in all the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ مَعْلُومٌ مُتَوَاتِرٌ فِي مِلَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. And that's why many ulama رحمهم الله تعالى, pertaining to the ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says إن في ذلك لآيات للمتوسمين, in that truly are signs for those who are متوسمون. They say the متوسمون, plural of متوسم, are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them this inner knowledge within their hearts to know about that which is even in the hearts of others. To know knowledge not by learning, not by iktisab, but by infusion directly into the hearts of those ibad by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed. And one of the texts that is mentioned in that is a text related by Imam Tirmidhi, though the authenticity of which is debatable, when that text teaches that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, again, that text, the authenticity of which being debated, the meaning of which seems to be anyways correct, اتقوا فراسة المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله. اتقوا فراسة المؤمن فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Beware of the firasa of the mu'min, for he or she sees with light, nur, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith is mentioned by many ulama in the context of this ayah indeed. It has never been denied in our shara that this is a fact, that this is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to some of his ibad, men and women, who have devoted themselves through ilm and tawbah and mujahada of their nufus in the ubudiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shah al-Karamani rahimahullah ta'ala gives us basically some of the elements that are definitely specifics of that mujahada, of that system of tazkiyah that we spoke about. And he relates, rahimahullah ta'ala, saying the following: مَنْ غَضَّ بَصَرَهُ عَنِ الْمَحَارِمِ مَنْ غَضَّ بَصَرَهُ عَنِ الْمَحَارِمِ. وَأَمْسَكَ نَفْسَهُ عَنِ الشَّهَوَاتِ وَعَمَّرَ بَاطِنَهُ بِالْمُرَاقَبَةِ وَظَاهِرَهُ بِاتِّبَاعِ السُّنَّةِ وَتَعَوَّدَ أَكْلَ الْحَلَالِ لَمْ تُخْطِئْ فِرَاسَتُهُ. I repeat. من غض بصره عن المحارم وأمسك نفسه عن الشهوات وعمر باطنه بالمراقبة وظاهره باتباع السنة وتعود أكل الحلال لم تخطئ فراسته. Which means that the Muslim, the mu'min who lower and protects and shields his or her gaze from looking at the maharim, at that which the eye is not meant to see by the shara of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the maharim of images, animate or inanimate, of written things, of things that are haram, to look at them. مَنْ غَضَّ بَصَرَهُ عَنِ الْمَحَارِمِ. لذلك we said, I think today earlier, that anyone who does not protect his gaze from haram cannot even distinguish between what is, remember, خاطر نفس and what is خاطر قلب. We never even realize sometimes that we have a nafs and a qalb. Now there are more details. مَنْ غَضَّ بَصَرَهُ عَنِ الْمَحَارِمِ. Second, وَأَمْسَكَ نَفْسَهُ عَنِ الشَّهَوَاتِ, and controls and holds the reins of his or her nafs from indulging into its appetites. The shahawat of the nafs. First of all, of course, the haram and the makruh and so on, but even the huzuz of the nafs, the lawful shares of the nafs, when they're not rights, when they're not huquq. That is, I want us to understand there is a difference between haqq and hazz. Haqq is a must. Hazz is not a must. It's permissible. But it's not a must. It's not a right. It's a share. For those people, eating an apple is a hazz. Eating more than bread and kada, that's hazz. Wearing more than one cloth, that's hazz. Please note where we are, the context in which all of this is said. وَأَمْسَكَ نَفْسَهُ عَنِ الشَّهَوَاتِ, and has held his or her nafs, controlled the nafs, from indulging into its appetites. Thirdly, وَعَمَّرَ بَاطِنَهُ بِالْمُرَاقَبَةِ, and filled up his or her باطن, inner self, inner being, with مُرَاقَبَةِ. With what? Muraqaba, watchfulness. That is, watching his or her inner being from those khawatir and what's going on inside. Being careful as not to fall prey or execute or externalize those khawatir inside. Muraqaba, always watchful of what's going on inside of him or her. وَظَاهِرَهُ بِاتِّبَاعِ السُّنَّةِ, and has filled up his or her outer life, ظَاهِرُهُ, outer life and outer being, with following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the concept of ittiba. And fifthly, وَتَعَوَّدَ أَكْلَ الْحَلَالِ, and habituated himself or herself to eating only that which is halal, pure, undeniable, undoubtful halal. لَمْ تُخْطِئْ فِرَاسَتُ. Such a person, his or her firasa, this inner sight, this intuitive knowledge, this ilhami knowledge, will never miss. And this Shah al-Karamani rahimahullah ta'ala was one of, alhamdulillah, those whom the history of this ummah prizes itself of having been graced by people like that in their knowledge and in their love and devotion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their deepest insight of the true significance and the purpose of life. When he died, rahimahullah ta'ala, actually, Imam al-Shaykh, who was it? Aina. Not the Sari al-Saqati, Abdullah al-Tasturi, rahimahullah ta'ala. Again, one of that galaxy and that caliber of Ubad and of Awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was in the Masjid al-Haram. It was a very, very hot day. Or was it in some other masjid? And then a bird came flying and fell from above him into the ground dead. Then he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, at this moment, Shah al-Karamani died. And in those days, of course, they had no communication means by telephone or electricity. So they recorded that, and they recorded the moment, and they wrote about that to where Shah al-Karamani was, and found that exactly at that time, he had died. Rahimahullah ta'ala. In one of the reports related by the ulama, rahimahumullah ta'ala, one of the young companions in the time of the companion times after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said himself, and I'm not going to name him, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arda, he said, I was going to, on my way to see Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says, on my way, there was a woman, and I took the liberty to look at her. And women, of course, in those days, covered, maybe the face was not covered, and maybe some part was not covered, like we uncover nowadays. And he says, تَأَمَّلْتُ مَحَاسِنَهَا. That is, the mahasin that are seen, of the face, for example, or the hands, or kaza. In other words, I looked at them. I looked at them with some focus. At her mahasin, at her beauty. And then I entered the room of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. And then he said, he exclaimed, مَا بَالُ أَحَدِكُمْ يَدْخُلُ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَىٰ عَيْنَيْهِ علامات الزنا. So what's wrong with some of you entering into my presence in whose eyes there are signs of zina? Subhanallah. Then the companion said, I said to him, is this wahi after Rasulullah? He says, no. Firasatu mu'min. أو كما قال رضي الله تعالى عنه. والله it is true that we can see in the face of others when they have committed the ma'asiyah in general, and sometimes specific ma'asiyah. It is true. think I told you about Imam al-Junayd rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was told that one of his actually young companions yatakallamu ala al-khawatir, that he used to speak, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that karama of knowing through his qalb what one harbors of feelings and of thoughts, unspoken. So Al-Imam al-Junayd called him, "This is what I heard." Then his young student and companion told Al-Imam al-Junayd, "I'taqid shay'an, ya Sayyidi. I'taqid shay'an. Go ahead, harbor a thought, a feeling, a belief inside of you." Al-Imam al-Junayd said, "I did." And then he said to him, "This is what it was." And he told him what it was. Imam al-Junayd says, "No." Again. He did that again, and he told him what it was. Imam al-Junayd said, "No," again, three times. After the third time and the fourth time, his companion said, "Yes, Sayyidi, anta saduq. I know you are truthful. Wa ana a'rifu ma fi qalbi. And I am very well aware of what is in my qalb. I wonder what happened." Then Imam al-Junayd said to him, "You were right in all of the first and second and third and fourth cases. I wanted to test your consistency, whether this is truly from Allah or this is, you know, trials of shaitan." Khair al-Nassaj, one of the ashab of Imam al-Junayd rahimahullah ta'ala, said, "I was sitting in my house, فَخَطَرَ فِي قَلْبِي, there occurred to me inside of my heart that al-Junayd is at the door outside, had come, is at the door outside. Then I denied that khatir. No. And then it came back again a second time to me, and I denied it. And a third time to me, and I denied it, but I got up, and as I opened the door, al-Junayd was there, at the door, and he said to me, 'Why didn't you come to the door after the first khatir?'" La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
They have cameras.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Nurullah. Nurul iman. Nurul sidq. Anwaru al-mushahadati ba'da al-mujahada. Hada sidq, hada haq. Hadihi al-akhbar mutawatira. We have tawatur of these akhbar. It's not one or two or three or four or five. It's mutawatira. And some people live nowadays, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nowadays some people, and Allah azza wa jalla has granted them some of those karamat. Yes. To some levels that are, but they don't say them, because that's part of their sirr with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, when He wants it to be known, it will be known, as these stories. Ahmed al-Kharraz, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said himself, "I was in Masjid al-Haram, and I saw a faqir, a poor man, but also in the sense those who spend their time in ibadah, alayhi khirqatan, who is wearing two garments, not one, two of them. Two of them. Then I said to him, and he was asking people, I think, the text says, فَقُلْتُ فِي نَفْسِي, then I said to myself inside of me, مِثْلُ هَذَا كَلٌّ عَلَى النَّاسِ, the likes of this one are burden on the community, on people. Then he said, he looked at me and said, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَحْذَرُوهُ. It's an ayah from the Quran. Know that Allah knows what's inside of your nufus. Beware. I have goosebumps right now. I don't know. Ahmad al-Kharras said, and thrilled inside of me, astaghfirullah azza wa jal. Inside of me, I repented. Then he said to me, right after that, he said to me, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Another ayah in the Quran. And it is he who accepts the repentance of his ibad and forgives their sins.
Allah.
SubhanAllah. When the sirr of the human being, of the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the mu'min, of the muttaqi, when the sirr has been emptied from everything but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills it with the asrar of the creation. When the sirr, the innermost sanctum of the human being, has been freed and completely liberated by any presence except Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it sight of the secrets, of the innermost secrets of creation. La ilaha illallah. I think we have time for one or two more, bi-ibnillah. I think it was Abu Abdullah, I think it was Ar-Razi, one of the companions of Al-Imam Shibli, as the ulama relate, rahimahullah ta'ala, who have recorded many of these instances. And like Al-Imam Al-Qushayri and many others. Excuse me. He said that I was with Dalaf Shibli and another Imam Al-Andari, rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, gave me as a gift a qalansuwa. Not a qalansuwa, I'm sorry. He gave me a garment of suf, of wool. Apparently, relatively speaking, a nice one. And I was there with the Shibli, his sheikh. And on the head of his sheikh was qalansuwa. This is a qalansuwa. What you call nowadays kufi. People call kufi. This qalansuwa. And on the head of a Shibli, rahmahullah ta'ala, was this qalansuwa. He said that I said to myself, this would look good on me with this garment. Then he said, a little while after, the habit of Shibli, of my sheikh was, and it was his student, his sahib, when he looks at me, it means let's go. That's adab ilayah. So he said, فَالْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهِ وَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ. So he turned and looked at me and stood up, and that means let's go. So they left. When we arrived in his quarters, he told me, give me that suf, give me that garment. So I said, I gave it to him, and he took his qalansuwa, he put it in the garment, and burnt both of them. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. My dear brothers and sisters, we need to know the seer of our ancestors. And of these people. We're living in a world that is becoming more and more global, materialistically global, deprived, thirsty, dying of spiritual thirst and hunger, becoming dry. No doubt that all of these are preparations for a time when the Dajjal comes, wal-iyadu billah, followers will be ready to follow. Because the minds and the hearts have been prepared throughout the ages to a very, very materialistic philosophy of life. There will always be people who will remind us. Let us be of those who remind themselves and remind others of these undeniable truths, because they are with tawatur, and there are still people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who bestowed upon them some of these gifts. رِجَالًا وَنِسَاءً لَا يَنْقَطِعُ الْخَيْرُ مِنْ أُمَّتِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ إن شاء الله تعالى. One or two more.
Inshallah.
I have to say two more. One of which is Shaykh Abdul Qadir, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he has many of those. Very, very well known for his kalam al-khawatir, rahimahullah ta'ala. The scholar who relates this, by the way, Imam al-Zahabi, these are fuqaha ila rizalik. Al-Izz ibn Abdul Salam, these are fuqaha and muhaddithun, rahimahullah ta'ala. He said that the only alim arif whose karamat have reached us with tawatur is Shaykh Abdul Qadir, rahimahullah ta'ala. These are the critiques of what is phony and what is authentic and so on and so forth. And one of the, at that time, one of the scholars who was still learning was the son of, I think, Imam Suhrawardi, rahimahullah ta'ala. He's lived in the 5th and 6th century. And he said, and I wanted at one point to study dialectic theology in those days, ilm al-kalam, and there were many books I wanted to pick from. Al-Juwayni's book, rahimahullah ta'ala, or other books that were available, Hassan al-Basri, or which ones? So he said, and I spoke to my father about that, and he said, let us seek the advice of Sheikh Abdul Qadir. So he said, and I went with my father in the masjid, and he sat my father next to him, and me, I think, on the other side. And then he looked at my father and said to him, it doesn't help in the grave. Before we said anything, he said, it doesn't help in the grave. It doesn't help in the grave. We knew what he meant. Rahimahullah ta'ala. The last story. One of the most beloved teachers of Imam al-Junayd, rahimahullah ta'ala, was As-Sari Saqati, rahimahullah ta'ala, from whom he learned a great deal. And his teacher has told him at some time, then, now you may begin to speak to people and teach people. But Imam al-Junayd used to say, however, I couldn't, because I always felt very shy and undeserving to speak to people. Subhanallah. Until one day, it was a Friday morning, the night of Jum'ah, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. In the dream, he told me, teach people. It's not like let's compete for who goes does that first. By permission first. He gave me, he said, I saw a dream, it was Layla Jum'ah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Junaid, go teach people. And I woke up. And before the morning broke, I went to the house of my teacher, Sayri Saqati. As I knocked at the door and I entered, he told me, didn't I tell you? Before I spoke, he said to me, didn't I tell you until it was told to you now? And then he said, then he sat in his majlis to teach. And then slowly and slowly the news spread, and flocks were coming to learn from Imam al-Junaid. And in one of those early occasions, came a young Christian man in disguise that he was Muslim. And then in the majlis of Imam al-Junaid, in questions and answers, he addressed Imam al-Junaid and told him, Ya Shaykh, the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is related, the one that I began with, اتقوا فراسة المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله. What does it mean? It is said that Imam Julian أطرق, lowered his head and then said to him, أسلم فقد آن أوان إسلامك. And he looked at him and said, embrace Islam. It is time for you now. It said, أسلم وحسن إسلام. He did embrace Islam and he became a good Muslim. Allahumma arda anhum. Allahumma arhamhum. Allahumma kama arzaqtahum anwar mushahadatika fi dunya urzuqhum ru'yataka fi al-akhirah. اللهم بارك لنا كما باركت لهم اللهم ارزقنا كما رزقتهم اللهم استرنا كما سترتهم اللهم برحمتك وببركاتك وبركاتهم التي مننت عليهم بها يا رب ارحمنا يا رب بارك لنا يا رب استرنا يا رب اهد قلوبنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين اللهم نجنا من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ومن شهوات أنفسنا ومن هوى أنفسنا يا رب ارفع الحجب عن قلوبنا يا رب ارفع الحجب عن قلوبنا يا رب ارفع الحجب عن قلوبنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.